We continue our learning. We are in the previous Mishnah, when we started Masechta, we learned that there's a rabbinic prohibition to engage in business transactions with non-Jews, with idolaters in specific, 3 days before their holiday, and of course the day of the holiday itself. Rabbi Shmuel Omer in our Mishnah, it's not only Shlosha Yomim Lefneim, but Ushlosha Yomim Lachareim Aser. Not only the days before, but the days that follow as well. We're afraid, remember the prohibition of lo yishama al picha. We're afraid, midrabanan, we made this gzera because of the concern that maybe they may thank their idol because of the profit that they've made, because of the buying and selling. So we have to be concerned. They may do that not only if they make a profit before or buying and selling 3 days before the holiday, and they may thank their idol on those days or on the day of the holiday, but even after the holiday, 3 days after the holiday, they also be a very thankful because they just celebrated, and any profit that they make, even 3 days afterwards, they may thank their idol because of that, attribute it to the idol itself. So that's Rabbi Shmuel's chumra. We don't follow that position, but that he believes 3 days before, 3 days after. No, it's only 3 days before and not any days after. The Gemara on Daf Zayin and Beis wonders, this seems to be redundant. We know this opinion of the Chachamim from previous Mishnah. Only days, but 3 days before, not 3 days after. The Gemara assumes then that this is a third opinion. This Chachamim believes when it says Lifnei Edein Aser, not like the town of the previous Mishnah, but rather the day of the festival is included in the 3 days. So therefore the prohibition to engage in business with idolaters is only 2 days before the festival and the day of the festival itself. The town of the previous Mishnah says it's 3 days besides the holiday, and therefore this is a third opinion. Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel Ve'elu Eidein Shel Ovdei Chachamim. We're going to list these holidays, so we know which are the dates on the calendar from which we have to refrain from engaging in business transactions with the idolaters 3 days before. This does not limit it to this list. It could be if there are other. This happens to be at a time when the Romans dominated Eretz Yisrael, so these were the holidays, the days of the Mishnah. But there are other holidays as well, so we have to be concerned with those if there may be worship and lo yishama al picha, they may thank their idol. Could be other dates on the calendar, and if these days are irrelevant at any time in history, so then we can ignore these dates as well. So the first one on the list, Ve'elu Eden Shalovdei Chachavim, is Kalenda. What's Kalenda? Kalenda is the Roman New Year. This was what was celebrated. So this was an eighth-day pagan festival that followed December 22nd, what we call Tikufas Teves, the winter solstice. So when was this celebrated? So this was celebrated after that date. So that would mean that's when the holiday began. So certainly you couldn't engage in business during those 8 days, but even the 3 days before those 8 days would be prohibited, according to Rabbi Shmuel, even the 3 days after that day. That was Kalenda. Next on the list is Ustarnura. Starnura was the eight days that preceded the December 22nd, the Tikufas Teves, the winter solstice. So now you have a long time. You have a day of the day itself, and the days 8 days after, 8 days before. So that also is what was also celebrated. What's this based on? In fact, the Gemara assumes that this, the origin of these festivals, really began not as pagan festivals at all. The Bar Tanura tells you from the Gemara. He says, Lefishara Adam Harishon Yom Shayam Ismail Baholach. What happened was, the world was created on the equinox. So what did Adam start seeing? And he assumed the world was created in Tishrei. He started seeing that the day, the hours of the day were shortening. So the day, the daylight hours were shortening. But Amar Oy Li Shema Bishil Shasarachti Chosar Olam Tov Avoi. He said, oh, because I sinned in Gan Eden, so the world is going to back to Tov Avoi, slowly but surely be no sunlight at all. The world is going to be completely dark, and there'll be complete chaos, and the world will be destroyed. Aman b'yoshav shemona yamim b'tainis. So what did he do? He sat for 8 days and fasted and davened and pleaded with Hashem that he shouldn't destroy the world. Kevin shenafla tkufa. Once the tkufa happened, which means the tkufas teves, which is the winter solstice, for yom shemar cholach, and after that date, he started seeing that the daylight hours started to elongate. Amar minhago shalolamu. He said, "Oh, okay, I guess this is just the way the world works." Amar ve'asa shmona yamim tovim. So shmona yamim yamim tov. So then after that, he created a holiday of 8 days. Some claim that this may be the original Hanukkah, where Hanukkah had some significance this time of year. The end of December, the time of the winter, Lashana Acheres, and it had to do with light and dark, Lashana Acheres, Asan La'elu V'la'elu Yom Tov. So the next year, both became holidays, the 8 days before and the 8 days after. Hu Kavam Lashamayim. He, Adam, established these days, L'shem Shem Efar Hashem. But V'heim Kavam L'Avadazar. But they, the pagans, eventually became idol worship days, and therefore the prohibition of doing business applied to these particular days, the 8 days before the winter solstice and the 8 days after. Then on the list, we have Ukratesim. Kratesim is, or Kratesis, was celebrated as annually, the anniversary of the military victory where Rome became this very powerful empire. So that was worshipped every year, so they have to worry about 3 days before that. V'yom Gunusya Shel Malachim, that is the day where there's the coronation of the king of the emperor. So this, the anniversary of that coronation was celebrated during that king's reign. V'yom Haleda, the day, the birthday of that king. V'yom Hamisa, Yahrzeit, the day, the anniversary of the death, of the king's death, was celebrated every year during that, during the sun, the reign of the sun of that king. So they celebrated the day of the death of his father. Divrei Rabbi Meir, who says that the day of the king's death was a day of idol worship. And this was true whether or not they, as we'll see in a moment, they burned his possessions. The kings, where there was a hush of the kings, they would burn all of their possessions. So Rabbi Meir says, it doesn't matter whether they did it or not. The day Yom HaMisa had significance and it was a day of idol worship, and therefore 3 days before you can't engage in business. V'chachamim omrim, not all of them. You call me, so yesh ba'sreifa yesh ba'avodazara. When do we know that the non-Jews worshipped the day of the Misa of the king, of the previous king, when the sun was in rain? That was only when the king's the death of the king was commemorated with the burning of his personal items. And that was as a sign of mourning. So obviously there was a very chashuv, an important event, and therefore was a day that was designated for idol worship. But v'shein b'sreifa. But if they didn't burn his belongings, so they didn't have avodah zarah, so there's no avodah zarah, and there's no reason we can't engage in business 3 days before the death of the previous king. Aval yom tiglachas zekano ublo riso, but the day of literally the shaving of his zakan, of his beard. So when the king shaved his beard the first time, so this was done in a temple, and therefore that was considered a festival. Some said this nothing to do with the king necessarily. Other people did this as well. Yom Tigla, the first time they shaved, they made that into did it in a temple, and therefore it has there's a concern of idol worship as well, and engaging in business within 3 days or maybe with that person. Ubaloriso. Ubaloris is a lock of hair. It was also a pagan custom to allow the hair on the back of the head to grow, and they would allow it to grow for a whole year before they cut it. So if this was the king, according to something that had to do with the king, it was the annual cutting of the beloris of the king, and that was celebrated. That was a religious festival, and at the avodah zarah, and that date on the calendar, you had to be careful 3 days before. And some say that it was applied to other people as well. These were personal days of celebration for which a person has to be concerned about engaging in business as well. Yom Sha'ala Bo Min Hayam, the day that the emperor turned from seas, which means from if you had a military campaign that was overseas, victorious, of course, they celebrated that and they brought sacrifice. That was a day of worship. So that also day on the calendar you have to be concerned with. V'yom She'yatza Bo Mibesa Asurim. This as well, day that he was taken out of jail. Va'oved kochavim shasa mishdei levno, or a non-Jew, an idolater who made a party for his son. Eino asur, that's he made a banquet for his son's marriage. He brought sacrifices to an idol. Eino asur el oso hayom va'oso ish bilvad. So these last cases, though, where they weren't major festivals. They were minor festivals. These were the cutting of the hair and the coming of success overseas, etc. So these, the prohibition of engaging in business with idolater only applies on the day of the celebration, not 3 days before. So that's what the Chiddush of the Mishnah is. So it's not 3 days before in all of these cases. Beginning of the Mishnah, yes, Kalendra, Star, Nura, Kratesim, Yom Gnus Shemalacha, Yom Aleidi, Yom Amisa, but the days afterwards, Tiglach HaZikono Bloriso, the day Olam and Ayam, Yasa Mibes HaAsurim, where the kings celebrated, he was released from prison. This was nothing to do with the king, something specific. So it would only be Asur Oso Hayom, and if we're not speaking about a king, Boso Ish Bilvad, that person himself, which means on the minor festivals, you can't have, engage in business only with the person who's celebrating, but other people, we don't have to be worried about it at all. The Bar Tanura in the previous Mishnah just gives us a little bit of history, and then Psak Halacha, with respect to this prohibition from the last few Mishnayos. He says, Uvagolin, we mentioned this in the previous year a little bit, Uvagolin, the diaspora, we really can't refrain from engaging in business with them. That's how we earn our livelihood with non-Jews. And also because of fear, what are they going to say? Oh, why aren't you conducting business with us? So the prohibition only applies on the day of the festival itself and not 3 days before, even in cases where normally there was a prohibition 3 days before. And then the Bar Tanura says, and nowadays, the world is practices as a custom that we engage in business even the day of the festival itself. Why? Because the Rabbanim have established and are aware with respect to the non-Jews, they don't go and thank their idols because of profit that they've made. And then he adds, so therefore, they don't have to worry about it at all. And then he adds on, and the Meiri makes this comment as well, the Dechalhani D'Itzri B'zu HaMasechta. All of these people who speak about these idolaters in this particular Masechta, we speak about Avodah Zarah, it's important to know that Meiri Ba'ovdei Elilim, who Avodah Zarah Mamish. We're talking about people who worship idols, real Avodah Zarah. It doesn't mean Akum, Oved Kochavim, doesn't mean it's not a general term for a non-Jew when we learn Masechta Avodah Zarah. Generally speaking, and there may be exceptions, but in this Masechta, we speak about Ovdei Kochavim, we're speaking about people who are engaged in idol worship, and therefore these prohibitions don't apply to general non-Jews, but rather to those who actually are engaged in idol worship.